Be quiet.
Blog Talk Radio.
That's the topic of the show today. Does the boy love you or not? Is he feeling you? Hello, everybody. This is Lady Taz. Here we are again on Sunday to do our usual with our panel of guests. We have with us today Bobby, Jason, Renee, and Natalie. So, guys, last week, where we left off. Now, we had a young lady that came on the show by the name of Phoebe, and she basically went for Jay's jugular. She felt that Jay was not answering the question that was posed. And the last question of the show last week that was posed was, how does a woman know when she's with you, Jay, whether or not you're into her? And, of course, Phoebe didn't feel, you know, satisfied with the answers you were providing. So now you're going to have a chance to answer. Phoebe's not with us, but hopefully she's out there somewhere listening. And maybe your answer will, you know, inspire her to call in yet again.
See, and it's a shame that she's not here because, oh, I have so much to talk to her about. But as you remember from the last show, I was explaining that in the courting of the guy and girl, in my particular case, it was me, that obviously she would know if I was into her from the conversations that we had leading up to her, leading up to whatever, you know, situation we had, either when we were dating or when we're just, you know, trying to make something serious. And if I'm clearly not committing to having a relationship, anything beyond something physical, then obviously she shouldn't assume that it's something more than what I've indicated. And you can get that from any type of discussion you would have with whoever your significant other is. I mean, there's clearly indications where somebody who's afraid of commitment will not try to have any discussions with commitment. So for someone to assume that, well, maybe he's really into me and maybe he wants something more than what he said before is just ludicrous. I just told her straight. I was like, look, you know what? If you're with a guy and you've gone out a couple of times and, you know, it's only resulted in you going back to his place, for you to go back and assume that it's something more than that, it is a bit of a stretch.
Okay, well, I don't know that that answer is necessarily satisfying. I'm not sure whether it would be satisfying to Phoebe. Maybe we'll wait for a little bit, see if she ends up calling in. We do have James joining us now as well. What I'm going to do is turn it to Blue, because Blue wasn't with us last week. So, Blue, I'd like you to answer the same question. How does a woman know when she's with you that you are, in fact, into her?
Well, how y'all doing, first of all?
How you doing, man? How you doing?
Hello.
Yeah. Sound a little more.
You know, Blue, before you answer, right, you and I need to have a discussion.
Oh, my Lord, I know. But just be advised, Homicide had my phone.
I
can't say no more than that.
I just fucking knew it. Okay, all right, go ahead. We'll talk later.
Oh, okay, yeah. How does a woman know when she's with a man? Well, it's real simple.
No, not a man, you.
Okay, fine. But
you're into her.
Okay, if I'm into her, this is how she knows. First of all, she has to do something that... Hey, I'm talking. It's some typical Blue shit right here. Here we go. How does she know she's winning? First of all, she needs to shut the fuck up and pay attention to what's going on. If I'm with you, every time you turn around, you know, I can't spend every waking moment with you, but if I'm with you, we talk. We talk on a regular basis. Get all that bullshit. Stop thinking. Look at what I got. What's there? Me and you go out. Me and you on the phone. We do this. I call you and say, hey, look, I ain't going to be able to make it, this, that, and the third. It's the simple things. It's not the major things that let you know when you're with somebody. It's the simple things. Stop looking at the most major. You got to look at the most minuscule of points. Wow.
Such as?
Huh?
Such as?
Such as, how many people know where I am?
Indeed.
For the most part of the day. If you know, you just realize you are one of the because my mother don't know where I am.
Hold on. Somebody's got reverb on their phone.
I don't know. What me?
No, it might be James. All right, go ahead, Blue.
So what I'm saying is a lot of times people just, and you notice I said people, I ain't say women. People in general try to look too far into things. Stop sitting back trying to figure out where it's going and let it go where it is. You'll realize where it is when you get there. Oh, damn, that was good.
That was prolific.
Only for you it was good.
No, I'm going to jump in on that one. That makes a really good point because, you know, when you're in a relationship where people are try to keep their distance from each other, they will maintain their distance. They won't, you know, they won't give up their passwords. They ain't going to tell you where they're going to be at in the weekend. They're not going to be trying to make plans with you down the road. They're just going to be, look, that's you. This is me. I'll see you when I see you. Big difference. And if you pay attention to that, then there ain't going to be any, you know, misapprehensions of what's going on because you're like, well, obviously he wants or she wants to maintain her own world and she don't want to split it with me, so therefore... It's not nothing beyond what it is. Bye bye.
Who is this guy?
That's Jay. Okay, but as I... Oh, we knew you would. But as I explained last week, guys can be misleading. So if you have a guy...
Sorry.
Just gag yourself again. The example I gave last week where the guy was actually doing one thing but not saying, or saying that he didn't want a relationship. However, he was doing everything that the woman and anybody would have thought was a relationship, including professing love and all kinds of things that of that nature. So if all I'm going to do is watch the little things, and that would prove that it's not always watching the little things or knowing the small things. I mean, this guy was over all the time during the week, going out to movies, dinner, doing a lot of things together as if they were in a relationship. So how do you explain that?
I can. And first off, I must say, I love you, Renee.
Oh, I have lots of love for you, too.
You say just how the fuck. Well, let me tell you. Here's the thing. All of nothing can be considered everything. So that guy that you're speaking of, unfortunately, he's one of the ones that don't really help my point. But you have to. What? Stop laughing.
Well, that's my point.
I mean, but you gotta consider the fact that, you know, you have guidelines to go by, but these guidelines aren't always going to complement your way of thinking. Now, what I'm saying is, go through life, don't looking for too much. Don't what was that? I think it was Buddha that said, don't dwell in the past and don't look to the future, but concentrate on the present.
Ooh.
Yeah, that was Buddha.
The
thing is, live, love, and learn from what you have at that exact moment. And if it turns out in your favor, great. If it turns out not in your favor, great, too, because you have something to learn from. But go into each and every time like everything is the greatest. And if it bites you in the ass, just take that bite, put a Band-Aid on it, and move the hell on.
Mm-hmm.
He just wasn't the one.
Now,
wow.
See, I would do the absolute opposite. I'd go into every relationship as if it is not serious and there's nothing to it. And if something, you know, something great materializes out of it, then cool.
Oh,
but to say it's great from the start.
Renee, I said relationship, not casual meeting. Relationship.
I understand what you said.
You should be guarded on the casual meeting. But once it turns to relationship, that's when you open up and make yourself vulnerable. Because if you're not vulnerable and that part is not vulnerable, the relationship won't work. And the only
when does it turn? When does it turn into casual to a serious relationship if nobody ever defines it and you're just sitting there going with the flow?
Oh, you don't have to determine it. It determines itself. It's like playing spades, first hand bid itself. You know where the game going, right off top. When it changes,
I don't agree. I think you have to define whatever it is you're having.
So, Renee, you were saying that if you were in the situation where the guy's just showing up all the time, he's taking you out, he's bringing you flowers.
Oh, no, I didn't say me because.
No, I'm just saying in the example that we're grappling with, in the situation where. You know, the guy is, you know, it was a casual situation, but he's getting a little comfortable, you know, and he keeps coming over, bringing you flowers, you know, taking you out, not introducing you to his mama. Would you naturally assume that it's now a committed relationship, or would you wait for the talk, per se, to assume that it's now, yeah.
For me, I would never assume. Like I said, I would assume. First of all, I just take it as it is. I take it for what it's worth. If no one ever says that this is a serious relationship, I will never assume that it is. Understand the example was not me. That was a close friend. And mind you, through every issue she had, I warned her of the things that I would see when she was boasting of how great he is. I'm like, well, what about this? You know, or what about that you told me about? So it was just pretty much I threw it out there because your examples won't pretty much be cut and dry if all you're doing is sitting there waiting and assuming.
Okay.
Because that was actually an example.
I'm going to turn it to James. James, what do you have to say?
Well, I'm pretty much just listening to what everyone's saying. But me personally, a woman would know because I'm going to tell her, you know, hey, baby, you know, I'm thinking about you, you know, this is, you know, but at first I'm going to be very cautious about the things that I tell her. And, you know, it goes back to the little games that we play or whatever. You know, I'm going to take her through the levels that I feel or that I have made throughout my life and throughout the relationships. Okay, if she passed this test, then I'll take her to the next level. And, you know, I just feel like it's got to be levels, you know, levels of everything that you do. And if she wants to be into me, if she's into me, then I'm going to be into her.
Wow, so you're testing them at every level. You've got stages, and they have to pass the stages.
Well, I have to do that. I have to do that because I have to protect myself because I know I will get caught up, and it will not be what I think it is. You know what I'm saying? I might be planning, like, to take you out to dinner this weekend. I maybe want to surprise you, and then you may like, well, I made plans to be with my girls or I made another date, and, you know, here I am crushed. So, you know.
Oh, my. Well, we certainly wouldn't want that, James. I mean, God forbid that you should ever be crushed. Any woman that would do that to you, that's horrendous.
Oh, so now you're telling me what? I'm just saying, like, you know, I have to protect my feelings, and everyone has to protect their feelings. Everyone goes through life. No one wants to just go through a relationship blindly and be hurt. I don't think nobody lives to say, you know what? I'm just going to go be with some random person and fall in love with them, and I, you know, and hope they fall in love with me. No, you're going to be protective of your feelings.
Oh, no. This is the first time. Oh, shit. James.
What happened?
Reverend, I have to agree with you, y'all. Shut
up.
Oh,
you supposed to disagree with me or something?
I thought that was
a women's job.
No. I know. That's why my feelings are hurt. Oh, holy shit.
See, James, I disagree with you.
Oh, my God.
I know I'm right.
I agree with him, too.
I think James is wrong on... I'm only speaking on this part right here. You're not supposed to guard your feelings. And you're supposed to jump out that bitch blind every time. And, Renee, I don't agree with that shit that you said either about, damn it, I don't even remember what it was.
It was the opposite of what you said.
It's crazy. I mean, think about this. What I'm saying is, okay, true, you go into a relationship blindly, but what I'm saying is as the dating or whatever progresses, you learn what type of person that is. So you got to consider all factors, you know. I'm not just saying I'm just going to fall in love with somebody and, you know, leave it at that. No, I'm going to fall in love with a person that I feel it loves me. If you love me, I'm a hell of a guy to deal with. So if you fall in love with me, hey, I love you even more.
I feel like that.
Here's what I think is the difference between James and Blue. I think Blue, what you're saying is, listen, every time you step up to the plate, you got to go in, jump in full force, whatever, and whatever happens, happens. And if it doesn't turn out good, oh well. You've got to put your emotions out there because if you don't, you know, it's not going to work. Whereas James is talking, well, no, you got to protect your emotions and pass all these levels and move to the next level, etc. The person we haven't heard from yet is Natalie. Natalie, I'd like to turn to you, and I'd like you to tell us, who do you agree with? What do you think?
Actually, you know, I am feeling what James said because I'm like that now. I am very guarded. Because I've put myself out there and given beyond 100%, you know, to men that I've been with and to turn around and find out that it's something different. So now here I am, you know, young, single, and free, and I'm out there. But on the same token, I mean, you know, I'm really, really guarded. Sometimes I may be a little too guarded, but just like you said, who wants to be hurt again? Now, when it's a constant over and over and over again, it gets to be old. So I know I'm on a defense mode. No, you can't come at me with no bullshit and expect for me to, you know, fall for it or whatever. And then I've been told I'm mean because of it and all of that. So I'm like, and then I'm just shrugging it off like, whatever. Okay, but I know, too, that it's not getting me where I want to be, per se, to be in a relationship because I am so guarded now. So that's pretty much it. So I believe, yeah, I agree with James 100%.
Well, see, I don't necessarily.
Huh?
I said let the church say amen.
See, I don't have the guardedness, nor do I have a certain amount of levels, but I think when you're meeting someone, you have to protect yourself. So when I say that, I know that's what Blue was thinking of, that I'm not going into a relationship expecting the best. I'm expecting only what is there at the moment, and I won't have any higher expectations for you once you walk away, because I'm not assuming or thinking that this is my, you know, the mate or the man of my dreams. I'm not thinking like that. If you do not tell me what you're feeling, then I'm not going to assume it.
Right.
Y'all crazy.
Simple as that. I'm not going to assume it.
Y'all crazy. That's
like, I'm not crazy.
It is. That, well, okay, you're right. Okay, you're not crazy, but your statement is absolutely crazy. That's like you being the star running back of a hot ass football team, and you going in there, you at the press conference before the game start, like, hey, look, I ain't expecting to win this shit, but I'ma try.
No, those are not the same things. That's not the same thing.
Yeah, they are. If you go into it with a if you go into it with a negative outlook already,
how is that negative?
Because
I don't have a negative feeling.
No, but you gotta assume.
Because you are preparing for it to lose. It's a different.
No, I'm not. I'm not expecting the best nor the worst. So don't. I mean, you're taking it like I'm automatically expecting the worst. My point is, you, if you do not tell me what you're feeling or tell me that you're expecting more out of this, because the way I am, I'm going to tell you how I feel and what I'm looking for, okay? So if I'm not getting that back in return, or I, whatever I do get back in return, I'm going to accept exactly what you say.
Okay, but that's two different things. That's two different things. That's two different things.
All right, look.
The bottom line is, if you're saying you're going to go into a relationship and you're not going to try to assume or try to intuitively try to figure out what the man is feeling in the relationship, that's going to cripple the relationship. I'm not saying that the person.
When did I say that?
Okay, listen to what I'm saying now. Listen to what I'm saying. All right, the bottom line is, there we were talking about people being explicitly clear with each other with where it is they want to take the relationship. But if you go into a relationship and you don't want to learn and intuitively feel where the man's coming from and whatever, have not, then you're going to cripple the relationship. And that
when did I say that's not what I was doing?
Look, all I'm simply saying is what it sounded like. What it sounded like to me was you were saying, look, I'm not going to assume nothing. This man's going to have to put everything out there for me to go deal with him. And if he don't put everything out there for me,
that's you assuming that.
I see. There you go. That's what I'm asking for clarification,
see,
girl.
I expect people to accept me the way I would accept them. So
yeah.
If I'm not assuming things about him, he shouldn't be assuming things about me. What you are failing to allow to sink in is the fact that I stated I will express what I want. I will totally express what I want. So if the guy doesn't give me that in return or whatever he does give me in return, I will accept and respect what he wants. But I'm not going into that relationship or into, if you meet a guy and you go out on a couple of dates with him, I'm not assuming that that's my husband or my life mate. I'm not assuming that.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
Sure.
Go ahead, Blue.
All right, cool. First of all, I love this guy. And, yes, anyway, here's the thing, what I was saying. When you go into that relationship, you should already be assuming the best, because when you decide to go into it, it's because this person made you feel like they was the shit. It wasn't like, oh, I'm going to try him out. Nope. It was, you're supposed to go into that relationship with somebody that you was like, damn, this that motherfucker I should have, not say that, this that person I should have been with the whole time. Every time. It should get better every time. It should never be, oh, I'm going to go out with this guy and see what he's like. Nope. By the time you do it and decide, you know, that's that one. It should be that, you should already at least think. It might not be the truth. You don't know the truth. You don't know how somebody going to act later. But you should already be thinking, this is the best. You should be willing to give, boom, everything. Because me, boom, if I go in that situation with you, I just let it go. You can do whatever you want.
I would like to say something in regards to what he's saying.
All right, go ahead, James.
Okay, I'm going to use myself for an example. I had a chick that I was dating in high school. And, you know, we was cool. We, you know, had the relationship, high school thing going on. All right, but this chick was always in my life. Even though I dated other people, she was always there. You know, she always find me, get in contact, find out where I was, write me all this and this and that. You know, we never argued throughout our relationship in high school, never argued, you know, never got into spats. We had a little spats, but, you know, we was always able to come to a conclusion. So here I am thinking, okay, maybe this girl is for me. Maybe, you know, maybe God could have kept her in my life. So we end up getting married.
James,
hello?
James, you've got reverb on your phone.
I shouldn't have reverb on my phone.
Okay, go ahead. It's better now. Go ahead.
All right. Well, and we end up getting married and everything, but it was like, the worst thing I could have did was marry this person that I thought I was in love with. Well, I was in love with. I didn't think I was in love with her, and I was just thinking that it was the right thing. But, you know, it was the worst thing because when we got married, it was like we didn't even know each other. It was like we argued, and, I mean, it was just totally different. So you saying that I'm supposed to do that again?
Exactly. I want to know how many of you guys have been in long-term relationships, and what do you consider long-term?
Ooh.
Jay and Blue.
All right.
Jay, you want to go first?
Yeah, because you're going to have to do cleanup afterwards. He might try to get mad. All right, so I'll put myself out there. Okay, longest relationship was about 3.5 years. And, you know, I figured that was long-term. Lived together, thought we were going to, you know, be married and what have not. I was always on that serious grown folk tip. But, you know, ancillary issues rolled up, you know, problems with the family. Then we started fighting more, and then all of a sudden everything just fell apart like a deck of cards. So, you know, I consider that if I get into a place where I'm comfortable, she understands me, I understand her, I can stay in that. But, you know, when, you know, you start letting other things come in the mix and start ruining the relationship you have, then that leads to a problem. So there you go. There's my confession. There's my Usher moment.
Oh, my God.
Okay, Blue?
All my relationships have been long. I've got like 2 4-year. My daughter's mother, I was with her for 8 years. And I mean, I got all of them along. I can't even remember a short term. But I think my problem with it is people dealing with people after their ideas change about, you know, I don't know what the hell, but y'all. I asked the question.
Well, we just have someone else that just joined us. 713 area code. Who's on the line?
Chris.
Hey, Chris.
Hi, Chris.
Hey, Chris.
Hey, what's up?
Damn, you sound like you just rolled out of bed.
I did.
Oh no. Well, you just sit on the sidelines for a couple of minutes, okay, till these guys work out, you know, what they're working out.
Yeah, that way I can catch up. I don't even know what y'all talking about.
All right. So, James, what about you? Long-term, short-term, what's the story?
I believe the longest relationship I've been in lasted about 6-7 years. We were supposed to get married and everything. We have a child together. And I think the reason why we didn't get married, well, I know the reason why we didn't get married is because of me. A mistake that I made that turned into a lifelong mistake. So, what was the question again?
That's what the question was, but it was more so for the other guys. I was just wondering because, I mean, I could relate more to what you're saying, James, because I have been there. I have been in a long-term relationship. So for me to have to go through that BS again, it will never, ever happen. And you guys are, I mean, you and Jay seem to think that I'm saying I won't try or I won't put in an effort, and that's not at all what I'm saying. I'm saying that I have to, if you don't, you have to tell me what you want, and I'm not going to assume, which is the whole thing that we were talking about, and you guys were saying women shouldn't assume, which is how the show started, and I'm just pretty much stating just that. I'm not going to assume anything. I was 15 years.
Wow.
15 years, okay? So 15 years of off and on nonsense, not off and on relationship. It just was good times and bad. Okay, but it was a long time, and I am not into just frivolous, casual type of relationships. If you can't tell me what you want, then I won't have time for you. I won't have time for you, and I'm not going to assume that it's something that it's not, and it's as simple as that. I'm very direct, and I expect anybody else to be exactly the way I am.
Okay. I see where we're saying the same thing, but I see where the two are not, where it's not seeming like it, because the difference is, with me, what I do is, I am fine single. Been so for
me
quite
too.
A long time. Exactly. No, that wasn't part of the difference. I'm fine single, but I don't just go out, I just don't meet people and go out with them. It's like I have to meet you, and then we just end up going out. It's like I never, I don't know. If I don't think, what the hell am I talking about?
What it sounds like you're saying is that you seem to fall into relationships.
Well, no.
Yeah, that's an easy way to say it.
I would pitch it like, you know, if I'm going out with somebody, I have to look at them and see, well, if we were to progress down the road, would I be happy with who you are across the table from me? And it's not like, you know, there would be tons of beautiful girls that may come in the proximity, right? But if they're coming in the proximity and you're going to spend time with them, there has to be something more than that, because there's always going to be a beautiful girl that's going to come by. Right? That's not the point.
And is that what it's about, whether or not she's beautiful?
Well, you see, once again, you're misinterpreting what I'm saying. I'm saying that tons of beautiful girls can go by, right? And I, and to be perfectly honest, the girl has to do something for me that, you know, that gets me going. Now, that's what I'm saying in terms of the girl across me, there has to be something a bit more than that. She can't just be a pretty face. It has to be something that's, you know, either very supportive or something spiritual. It has to have something more, like a je ne sais quoi, that you're like, all right, I'm willing to go, and now that we're dating, we're doing something, it's because I'm seeing that there might be potential in this one.
Okay. I haven't figured this out. I can say this in words now. To start off, in the beginning of the whole thing, before it all gets started, there has to be something that sparks it for me, or it should, for whoever, that sparks it to get you interested in this person, and you just already know. So in the beginning, you shouldn't just be trying out people, but then once you're into it, it's like, okay, this, that, and the third, I'm cool with this, I'm cool with that. Can she deal with this? Are we compatible? And then go, and then And if that, if whatever your checklist is, if you can deal with that, then at that point, should be no holds barred. Just open yourself up. I can understand ain't nobody trying to really do that, but I say, for me, I just leave it like wide open. You can do whatever. I'll figure it
well,
out.
Well, see, now, this whole conversation, okay, brings us back to, well, let's take it back to what the premise of the whole book was, which
right.
is that women misinterpret the signs of men, and the man isn't even thinking, you know, down the road yet. He's still kind of feeling his way around or whatever. And the woman just assumes, oh, my God, yeah, no, he is into me because, you know, this or that. Or if he doesn't call, well, you know, he couldn't call because he's very busy or he's this or he's that. And women are always making excuses for men and always putting themselves out there for men that really are not available in one way or another. Or basically, as the book says, he's just not that into you, bottom line. So when we talk about interpreting all these so-called signs, I mean, a person could interpret them completely wrong.
Exactly. Yep.
And how do you know that the signs you're interpreting are, let's say, relationship-based versus physical-based? Or, I mean,
friendship.
It's just a myriad of minefields out there. And how do you know what path you're traveling unless you actually spell it out? I'm just posing that question.
Everything I said, which most of it really probably meant nothing. The whole point was, who cares? Just go with it and see where it goes. And probably get the best results of your life other than ones that you've steered in a certain direction. Just let it go where it goes and see where it goes. If you get hurt, so what? Pick it up, get your shit together, and do it again.
Well, you know, I mean, there's a part of me that has to agree with what Blue said. Now we're going to turn it to Sleepyhead Chris. Chris, what do you think?
Well, first of all, I need to know what the hell you're talking about, but I'm trying to follow, but if y'all talking about what I think y'all talking about,
he's just not that into you.
We're talking about the fact that he's just not that into you, and the question that was posed at the beginning of the show was, how does a woman who is going out with you, you, Chris, know that you are into her?
Oh, that's easy. Okay. Now, when I first meet a woman, any woman I meet with the simple intention of getting to know her. I don't meet her with the thought of trying to get the draw over or nothing like that. So my whole goal is to get to know you. And I tell them that in the beginning of the conversation. I say that because that's my only purpose. Okay? But for some reason, they don't tend to want to listen. And then they end up giving up the cookie and doing this other stuff and then acting like I'm their man when I'm telling them all I'm trying to do is get to know you. Because I try to explain to women, okay, when you first meet a dude, the only objective he has is to get the draws. He has no other objective. Even if he come to you begging, his only objective is to get the draw. Okay? So that's the first thing a woman needs to understand. That he
you're not supposed to tell him that, man.
Hey dude, I thought I was on a relationship show, well, for be honest. I'm just
it's the women that get the men, man. They don't tell us stuff. You don't say stuff like that.
We already know that. He's not fooling us.
Know it, but we're not supposed to tell it. Just like we know when y'all say no, y'all mean yes. You know what I'm saying?
No. That's not true.
That's not my only objective, though. No.
But
that's not my only objective.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying most men. I ain't saying all men. I mean, but for the most part, 95% to 97% of most men trying to get the draws. Okay.
Oh yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah. So, and when I be talking, I'm not saying all men, because you do have that exception, just like you have that exception with women. But you know, I be speaking so fast, I leave that part out. But most men or most women, and so it's like. The best way to try to figure out if a guy really wants you and really wants you is it would be after the sexual aspect. Because once you get past the sexual aspect, and if this man is pursuing you to do things that have nothing to do with sex, yeah, it's a chance that he wants you. But, like I say, you aren't going to know that until after the sex.
Damn. So what you're saying is you need to give it up right away, and then you're going to find out what's going on.
No, actually, if most women would follow that little Steve Harvey rule, you actually be able to wade through a lot of the bullshit too. You know, if you make a dude just wait, and wait, you have a
wait the 90 days.
Yeah, 90, 120, whatever.
No, that's the Steve Harvey rule, the 90 days.
Yeah, I know. What I'm saying, 90, 120, shit, a whole year if he had to. But like I say, make him be around and make him, if he becomes emotionally invested before he gets the draws, chances are he'll stay. But he got to become emotionally invested, meaning, you know, he is not emotionally invested in the first month. You know, I mean, he's still sleeping with the last girl he just fucking stopped talking to. So, I mean, you know, so he's not really emotionally invested, but the key is to, you have to get an emotional investment before you can even decide to think that he is interested in you beyond the physical. Okay?
See, that's what I'm talking about. If you think it's worth going through all that instead of just letting it ride out, because the first thing in the world, as for the on the woman's side, you got to try to figure out the exact amount of time to make him wait for and give it to him. Because either way, if you're going to play that game, then either way, you stand a substantial chance of losing, because you might just make him wait too long, and then once he get it, he just dog you. But
yeah,
if you don't make him wait long enough, then he might think of you less than you are. So what a dumbass game to play. Just let it ride from the beginning, and whatever happens, it happens. Just play a hole, put a sand or a tornado, and ride it to the end. And when it's over, it's over.
Without any defining, without anything, just go with the flow.
It'll define itself. It'll define itself.
That's not true. That's the whole point where he's not into you. It doesn't just define itself.
Okay, well, how
that man don't have no feelings for
nature. Ask a whole bunch of married women what they think. And I bet you a whole lot of their stories match up to, I just let it roll. I felt this way. I just went with it. Bam.
Yeah, and they follow up with it ended in divorce because they just let it roll.
And I bet a bunch of them, they let it ride with him cheating and coming back too, though. You know what I'm saying? It rolled to him to another girl, you know, and then, you know. And, I mean, like I said, it's so many rules and regulations that it's hard to pin down anything.
That's understandable.
Well, listen,
but I mean,
I don't know if you've all noticed, but Jay's been awfully silent. I don't know.
Oh, why you getting on me? What did I do?
Well, I don't know. You've just been awful silent for the last, I've calculated, approximately 9 minutes.
Nine minutes?
Okay.
Listen, My man Blue wasn't on last week. I was just taking in some Nas, just taking in some Guru, all right, some Sun Tzu type stuff. Are you kidding me? I'm trying to learn something here too, you know. All right. So what do you want to spy with me about now? You come on, Lady Taz. What you got for me? What you got for me?
All right, well, you heard what all they've been talking about, and you heard what Chris has basically come up with a whole different kind of perspective. So I'm just curious, you know, sort of what your take is on some of the things that Chris said.
Okay, all right. Look, in terms of being honest with what my expectations are in a relationship and, you know, what the girl's expectations are. I mean, I don't think there is no hard or fast rule. Let me just be clear about that. And, you know, consistent with what I said before, because really it's both between the guy and the girl and how it is that this relationship begins that will truly be the litmus test to what it is that is going on in the relationship.
And, you know, like I said earlier, when it comes down to, you know, where it is that this is going, a lot is learned in the first date. You know, if the dude says, look, I just want to get to know you, and that's just it. And, you know, she says, well, to get to know me, I'll let you hit the coochie. Then, you know, the guy can just continue to get the coochie and not further define it. If she wants to define it somewhere down the road, then what she should do, instead of sitting there talking with all her girlfriends, she should go to the dude and simply say, well, what are we doing here? And if the guy says, look, first thing, if his reaction is, you know, like I said to you, I just wanted to get to know you and just enjoy what we're having, then right there, just don't push it no more. Just let it go, because obviously this is the type of guy that doesn't want to be pushed into a corner, into a situation. Now, if you find somebody else who wants to step up right away and say, yo, I want to marry you, I want to be in an exclusive relationship, then the girl has to make the choice. The girl has to make a choice at that point. Right?
I don't think that's the point. I think the whole point is to, no, we're not talking about getting married, knowing that a person is into you to ultimately get to that point where you can even say that you are in a relationship. Everything takes time. Who wants to get married? I mean, I guess some people wouldn't mind that you meet someone and that's what they want. It's not even all about defining it on the first date. But once you're hanging out with someone, going places with them on the regular, checking in with each other, I think you have to define it. And I've known plenty of people in relationships where the guy has said exactly what Blue is stating. Let's just go with the flow. And they never want to define it. So that becomes an issue. So for me, a chick like me, when you can't define it, then it's time for me to move on. I'm not going to say that I wouldn't hang out with you, but I'm definitely not going
to automatically be thinking. Are you saying you need to move on because you just can't be in a situation like that that you were in before? Like you need to get into the exclusivity of a defined relationship?
No, it means that I'm not going to assume that we are exclusive or that we're heading in the direction of a serious relationship. I'm going to take it for what it's worth. We're hanging out. We're going places. It's just fun.
Right, so you do you, and he does it. You don't have to leave.
Yeah, exactly. You said, if it doesn't get defined, then I'm out. Like basically.
Yeah, you don't have to leave.
Well, she said like this.
I'm going to break it down to you. This is what she's saying. This is what Ms. Renee's saying. She said, if you can't define it, she ain't going to be blinded.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So I may hang out with him, but I'm not assuming that it's more than what it's worth. If he's feeling me seriously and he's not telling me that, then that's going to be his issue, because I'm not going to sit there assuming that this is the guy for me, even if he's assuming that.
Oh, he'll define it if you let him out and some dude ask for you for your number. Oh, he'll define that shit right then. Bam! You my bitch. What the fuck?
I'm sorry, Renee.
That's a pit mentality.
You know what? Renee, I'm sorry, because I did not state this. Even without me saying, because this was based on me, even without me saying, you would know for sure that I am by my actions. I just really ain't in really much on it, the whole definition, defining roles, and this, that, and the third. But you would know for sure that I was by things that I did.
Yeah,
I'm kind of like that too. I'm more of an action and words, because people say anything. I mean, you know, people say I love you. And
oh, I understand
like,
that.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Then a person might not tell you nothing and treat you wonderful. And so, you know.
No, I understand that, and I never just accept a person's words. It's also about their actions. But if I'm not going to just assume that we're into something serious. If a guy can't define it, and it's not all about, okay, we're in a committed relationship right now, if he's not even just able to tell me what he wants or what he's looking for, and is just simply saying, let's just go with the flow, and I've been going out places with him and some time has passed, I'm not going to just think that he's the only one that I could date or that I could hang out with.
But what if he says to you, you ask him, what is it that you want out of this relationship? And he looks at you and he says, I don't want anything, but everything that it brings, I'm fine with. Wherever the car drives, I'm cool.
Whoa.
What do you say to that? That's probably how he. That's how he's feeling. What do you say to that? He don't give a damn where this car goes. It's with you. He ain't. He ain't even driving more than half the time, but he is willing to go wherever that car drives. How do you? What do you respond to that, Kirby? That's not a definitive answer.
No, it sure isn't, and I wouldn't just accept it as a definitive answer.
But
if
definitive
he...
of what? Definitive of what? Like, here's what I wonder. Is it that you can't be in a situation with a guy where the guy's like, listen, I just want to have an open relationship, and, you know, he's not asking you for anything, you're not asking him for anything, he's telling you straight up, you know, I can't say that we're in an exclusive relationship, I just can't say that...
No, I'm cool with that. The whole point is being honest.
But,
and
okay.
A person like me, if I don't think I could deal with an open relationship, so I would be honest with myself, and I wouldn't be hanging around with this guy knowing that that's something that I can't do.
No, I'm sorry, but my car, it was just me and you in this car, and I told you I didn't care where you were driving, where this car was going, wherever we was going.
Yeah, Jay messed up Blue's example because Jay started talking about, you know, having other
open.
People
okay.
and sex and other
no
people
passing.
And, you know, all
I
that
wouldn't,
stuff.
No. No passing,
I wouldn't accept
no
your answer, Blue. I wouldn't accept that as an answer. I would ask for you to clarify it. And if you're wanting me to define it, that's not going to happen either because in the end it'll be like, well, you're the one who wanted this and wanted that, and it'll then be twisted back to me. No, it has to be something that both of us would be willing to deal with or wanting out of it.
Hey, I got a question.
How long
have y'all even been dating when this question come up?
Time really doesn't matter.
Because, I mean, if you've been like...
Time doesn't matter. Yeah, if it's,
yeah, you've
if
been
it's
like 6 weeks.
Meeting him.
Yeah, you, I mean, you've been like 5 weeks or a month or something like that. I mean, in a month, there's no way you know enough about somebody to know that you want everything, you know, that you want an exclusive relationship. You're still trying to get to know them.
Yeah, you're still getting to know each other.
You can be married to a person for 20 freaking years and not know that person.
Yeah, true. Because I got a friend who's going to do the month, and they just got engaged, and then I'm still rolling my head on that one. But it's like,
I used to look at it like, you know what? People that do that are stupid. But it's easier to go off of feelings than try to put in what you know about it and what you've experienced. Because regardless of how much you've experienced and how many things you've seen, you haven't seen everything, and you could screw up the best thing for you with that old crap that happened to you. So just let it ride. Play craps.
Yeah.
Roll
yeah.
a dice.
I don't gamble.
You gamble every time.
Natalie, what do you think? We haven't heard from you for a bit. What do you think?
I'm just chilling in the cuts as listening to all of this. But basically, I mean, as far as where, you know, where we women are concerned, I think it's all in our own perception. Sometimes we are playing games with ourselves in terms of what the guys may be saying in words, or it's just a vibe that you're getting, or whatever. I mean, you know, we just now you can talk about assumptions. Yeah, that's how we get caught up. It's because just because he's treating us nice, oh, he loves me. Oh, he wants to be with me, and da 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 da. And that's not necessarily true. He's probably just being a nice guy, and he's treating you nice, and don't look any further than what it is. Just like the fellas were saying,
exactly.
I mean, I feel as though they're going to tell you whether they're feeling you or not. If they're not feeling you in the way that you feel that's good enough, then you step out of that because, of course, you're looking for something different than obviously that he is. So why go in? And you can't make him like you, love you, or whatever. So just like Blue was saying, hey, just get in the car, let's put it in cruise control, and let's see where we head.
No, that's right, because sometimes you could get into a relationship and you could think that you're getting into this relationship for one purpose and it turns out to be something
right.
else. Or you may have your mind made up at the beginning, listen, you know, I'm really not into relationships, blah, 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 and then at some point down the road you may change your mind, or vice versa.
Absolutely.
I mean, any number of things can happen, right? So just because you may be of a particular mindset when something starts or when you initially meet somebody doesn't necessarily mean that, you know, months down the road, that's where you're still going to be.
Absolutely.
Indeed.
Wow. Yeah. I didn't expect that to silence everybody.
Well, I mean, to me, that's the whole point. We're talking about when you know that person is into you. It's not, for me, I wasn't taking it in the aspect of 2-3 years or whatever. Of course, it's going to take time, but, and you have to get to know that person, but,
Isn't life so cruel?
Life is life.
Life is what you make it.
Life is life.
You know what? I'm going to say this with respect to the whole time issue, right? Time is time. Sometimes things happen fast, sometimes things happen slow. And I would have to say that I somewhat agree with Blue in that, damn, you know, you just can't chart everything. And you can't sit back and analyze to death every single movement, every single word, every single action. I mean, that's how you're going to drive yourself nuts. So, you know, to some degree, I think Blue, you know, in his kind of theory, get in the car, see where the hell the goddamn car goes, and where you end up. And guess what? If you ran it off the road, oh, well, I guess you just got to hitchhike and catch another ride.
But you got to add on, if the car catches on fire and you're going to go over a cliff, jump the hell out.
Damn right.
Can I say something?
Absolutely.
I was just saying, like, in the aspect I was saying about the levels that take a person through, and what I was just want to clarify, like, the levels is like, okay, if we're dating, it's 2 weeks down the line, you know what I'm saying, or 3 weeks down the line, and I tell you, you know, I never tell a person I love them unless I really truly mean it, because you know, that's a powerful word, and I just don't want to throw it around. Now, depending on what type of woman you are, it's where you're going to take that. So that's my test that I throw out you. Now, what you going to do with this information that I just gave you? Now, here it is 3 months down the line, and, you know, we hanging up on the phone, and you be like, I love you, and you don't let it slip out, and then I return and say, I love you too. You know, a woman is going to panic. Oh, my God. He said it. He said, I love you. What am I going to do? I don't know. You know, or either she's going to blow it off, or either she's going to blow it off. You know what I'm saying? If the woman blows it off, then I'm going to be like, you know, she didn't receive that information into which it was given, and she's just blowing it off. So, you know, I start making adjustments. Because I'm not going to fall further in love, or, you know, I don't believe in falling in love, but I'm not going to continue to put my feelings on the line for this person when I just gave this little bit of information and you didn't run with it. You know what I'm saying? Or, like, if another chick try to approach me while you with me and you be like, you know, if you handle it like a lady and let me handle it, then I'd be like, okay, I like this, but if you with that drama and you like, oh, hell no, nah, he with me and all this, then I'm like, you know, this ain't the type of person I want to be with. You know what I mean? Those are the levels in the test that people go through.
Yeah, indeed.
Well, I don't know. So now let's turn it to something else. There's a chapter in the book that talks about the disappearing man. And I found this particular chapter rather interesting.
It
was filled with letters about... No, Blue, not disappearing off a show, okay? Let's get it straight. In any event, and it goes through a couple of letters where the women are writing in and saying, you know, I was with this guy and we were vibing great and things were good and we were going here and we were going there. And in fact, in one of the letters, they had just gone for the weekend to visit his parents, and they were supposed to go away somewhere else like the following week or something like that. I'm working off memory here. She's calling him to make arrangements for this upcoming weekend. They'd been together for something like 6 months or 8 months or something like that. And he doesn't return her call. And guess what? She just never heard from him ever, ever again. Ever. Not an email, not a text message, not a phone call, not anything. And sometime later, I think, if I'm not getting my stories mixed up, she finds out he had married somebody. Now, what is that all about?
So what? Who cares?
She a stalker.
Someone never, ever calls you again, regardless of what the hell y'all did. They did you a favor, because if they'd have stayed around, they just would have just screwed you over, like, over and over again. If they just walk away, I mean, just chalk it up. Good gracious. Scratch it off the chalkboard. Learning how to pay admission. I don't know. What?
I agree with that way of thinking, but every female is not like me. If a guy does something like that, then you take it for what it's worth. He doesn't want to, he's not interested in you, obviously. But you have many of women, or plenty of women, that they're developing feelings for this guy, and he's misleading them and telling them that he wants something more than what he really wants. In addition, he's, like the examples I gave last week, taking her around family, and they're assuming, okay, well, he's wanting me to meet his family. He's wanting everybody to get to know me, blah, blah, blah. So the woman is thinking it's more than what it is. And so in the end, these women end up beating up themselves. They end up hurting. And
so what you're saying is that a lot of women are running around and they are taking action to mean more than the feeling they get about somebody.
No, they're getting the feeling when you're going around. I mean, you're hanging out all the time. You're hanging out all the time. He's taking you around family. And like she said, it was 8 months.
No. That's the action. I'm talking about the feeling that you get when you're with this person. If you ain't getting the feeling just from being with this person, the hell with the feeling you getting from the actions they're doing, because they could set up anything, but you should be getting the actual feelings, you know.
Blue, these women are having feelings. They are getting feelings. The problem is they're being misled. They're being misled.
No, well, you don't know that. You don't know why the guy suddenly decided to go and marry the other girl. Maybe the other girl came back and did whatever. I think what the problem is the book is asking us as the panelists, the guys, to provide an explanation for the dude. And we can't provide an explanation for that guy. Whatever reason it was that that guy decided that he wasn't going to go call that girl back is that guy's reasons, because that girl that he married brought something that the other girl wasn't bringing. And you're probably bringing up the question of the disappearing man, because you're like, well, why aren't guys just straight up and saying that there was another girl in the picture? She may not have been in the picture. She may have came back, dropped down on her hands and knees and says, you were the greatest dude ever, and I see that you're getting on with some other girl, and I want you back. And he was just like, cool.
So then, why not be man enough to say,
but
I'm not,
day,
I'm with somebody else?
Yeah, but at the end of the day, if you look at it from the other perspective, it's like the guy finds his wife. Everybody else is like nothing to him. He's like, whatever. Everyone else, if this is my wife, all the other girls that I've dealt with, they don't add up. Like,
well, karma is something else.
All right, you can be cruel, but if your husband's going to call back somebody, I'm just saying, if your husband's going to go call back every girl that he might have dated, said, well, guess what, you know what?
Now you're taking it to an extreme. Not call back every chick.
I had a chance to flip back, and in fact, I did get my story screwed up. And in this particular case, he just disappeared. He didn't end up marrying somebody else. He just disappeared. After an 8-month relationship, he just disappeared.
And even if he did get married.
My question to the gentleman would be, have any of you ever disappeared where you were dating a woman and, you know, kind of feeling her and had the vibe?
And why?
And suddenly you just disappeared off the planet and just never, ever spoke to her again. Did any of you ever have this experience, I wonder?
Yes.
You did?
I don't know.
Share it with us, James.
Well, I can feel it in a way because you meet some women out there that they specifically let you know this is not going to end pretty. So I'm feeling like him. She probably told him, hey, look, this ain't going to end pretty. You ain't just going to leave me like that. You know, I'm in love with you, and we gonna be married. And so he probably was like, you know what, for about, they was together 8 months, 4 months, he was probably planning that getaway.
Get a good exit strategy.
That is.
So men do, in fact, have exit strategies.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, women do, too.
I do, too. Yep, sure do.
So you wouldn't include the other person in your exit strategy? What do you mean?
If you know this person is crazy, deranged, and a lunatic,
that's different if they're crazy.
Yeah, the person telling you, look, if we break up, you know, it ain't going to be pretty, or, you know, you done had episodes where y'all done broke up and it wasn't pretty. So you just be like, you know what, I can't just go to this person and be like, you know, I'm not feeling this no more, I'm not into you, I want to go my way, let you go your way. No, because she gonna go ballistic.
In the scenario
if she told you she gonna crash into somebody's car, that's a sign. She done did this. That's a sign. She might not have did it to you, but she has done it, and she done told you she's done it. And yeah, you kind of figure out how to get the hell up out of there without her even knowing.
So, but it takes 8 months to know she's crazy to just disappear. I think crazy is usually kind of visible.
I said 4 months. He was planning it. He probably realized it in the 4 months. And so it took him 4 months to plan the way to get
through. Ease out of that slowly. But like, I gotta go on a trip.
But that's all it takes is to ease out of it slowly. Don't call her as much. Don't hang out with her as much.
It don't work that way.
Why does it not work that way?
Why you ain't called me 2 days? It's been 2 days. You ain't called me. Why you ain't called me? I'm outside anyway. So where you at? I know you're home. Who in there with you? You know, stuff like that.
Wow. I guess I've never had that happen.
See, now, Renee, I thought you were going to ask the inevitable question, the question that we just keep asking week after week.
I didn't want to go there.
Women, are you guys dating
anyway? What type of women? Hey,
I didn't want to go there.
That way when you kiss with them. After they get a taste of Big Daddy, you know what I'm talking about? They just like, nah, you know what I'm talking about? The women don't have to be crazy in the beginning or, you know, figuring out what type of women. It could be you. You could be acting in the way you never acted with a man before. I might put something on you.
Oh, my goodness. Why does every guy think they can just put it on a woman?
No, I didn't say definite. I said I might.
You said might. The point is, it's not.
It's not what?
It's not all about just sex and putting it on it.
For another woman like that.
Mm-hmm.
But why do you act like that?
The problem is that men have the perception that once they give a woman sex, well, she's just going to lose her fucking mind.
Yeah.
You do well, yeah.
No. That's not true. What I'm saying is some women out there will lose their mind.
You've done something different to her. I know what you're saying, James, because I have a friend, and she swears that this guy is the only one who can take her there. And I'm like, it's not just about him. It's about you and what you're feeling. See, I've never had the mindset that a guy can make me lose my mind, nor that I can make him lose his. I think that is crazy. But there are some people who will think that this is the only person that can produce this certain reaction from or I can, you know what I'm saying, that can give me this reaction.
Right.
So I understand from that aspect, and I think that's nutty.
No pun intended.
Oh, you're absolutely right. No pun intended.
That's just nutty. That's just nutty.
Well, I'm sorry, but I believe that the absolutely nutty theory exists. I think you can.
Oh my goodness.
Make somebody lose their damn mind.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
I agree.
Yeah, I think it happens both ways.
I agree.
Both ways. If you don't think so, I think you nutty.
From sex?
Yeah.
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 Only for the moment while you're in it.
Yeah, for the moment.
No. You got them sick in the body even after you're done. They're calling you up like, when you going to do it again?
Oh, no.
That just meant I liked it. That doesn't mean that you caused me to lose my mind. That just meant I liked it. And you're not the only one, like I said, that can produce that same feeling out of me or reaction out of me.
Hey, Tev.
Yes.
Tev.
Yes.
I think now will be a good time.
Oh, right. Okay. We have a little story. Now, do you want me to mention one name, two names, what?
One name.
All right. So this is actually a story of James's. And I guess we'd like to see what the panel has to say about this particular situation. I'm going to give the short version. The short version is that someone that had been in his life for a prolonged period of time, and then he sort of lost contact with them, enters his life again, and, you know, they're talking, whatever, whatever, and she makes an offer to him. And the offer is, I want to have sex with you.
Mm-hmm.
After that, we don't have to do anything else, but I want to have sex with you just one time. James.
And never, ever talk again.
And never, ever talk again. And James turns down the offer.
Indeed.
So now, what do you all think about that?
My
question is, would you turn down the offer? And for the ladies, what do you think? Surprising, eh? He turned down the offer.
I had that happen too. I've had to turn down offers from people I used to sleep with, and it's because
we never slept together.
Never?
Never slept together.
Never.
Never.
Not even a bit curious.
Jay has his mouth wide open. Never.
We
were in high school when we first started dating. You know what I'm saying? I lost contact with her when I went to the military. I end up marrying her friend. We got a divorce. So for 20 years, she's been holding a grudge against me. So we finally got in contact with one another once again, and I'm just trying to be a friend. So she was like, you know, let's just do this and get it over with, because I've always been curious, and then I don't want to talk to you ever again.
Okay.
Because she can't get over the hurt.
Right. Okay, because you married her friend, right?
Right.
And her friend is probably telling her how good it was with you because she married you.
I don't know.
Oh, that James, we had a great time. And she's sitting in the corner like, damn it, I dated him first. I should have got that. You know, she's like, please, James, please.
Let me get out.
No, but it's true because she's jealous, right? And there's nothing worse than a woman scorned who's jealous. So she's going to come after him in the wrongest of ways. She's going to be coming after him like, yo, I just need to get it, yo. Just let me get it one time, just one time. Nah, man, I'm going to get that.
Oh, my goodness.
Any woman doesn't sit around talking about how good a guy is. And if these two were girlfriends, I seriously doubt one boasted about it because their friendship was probably already rocky with James marrying her.
Right.
So I seriously doubt she would
have
been talking about how good James was.
As soon as she sees it with a smile on her face, she'll be like, I know what that smile is about.
Of course. But you said... You said talking about it, and I just wanted to clear that up.
Okay, but you know what? You women, y'all have some intuition about yourselves, and you're just basically
no, not about sex. It's just about happiness.
Yeah, all right. Well, the bottom line is
you're
the girl
more
was sitting there, and the girl was sitting there, and she was probably jealous of the fact that James got on with her friend, and now she was just like, please, come
on, goodness.
Just give it to me. Why else would she say, go talk to me afterwards? She'd be like, listen, for years now, I've been wanting to get this on, and I was kind of vexed that you got with my friend. Now, you know, you're not with her. Now I just want you to, you know, do the do.
But it wasn't about sex. She was jealous that he married her friend.
Well, regardless.
And I think you made a good choice, James.
I think you made a good choice, too, James. I would have stayed away from that.
Yes.
James, you made a good choice.
Indeed.
Yeah.
That girl's been brooding. That girl's been brooding.
James obviously
going
plays
into
chess.
Unknown territory.
James obviously yeah. plays chess, and he pays attention to the outcome of the moves that he makes.
Right.
I don't understand why you women don't understand that we do turn down sex.
Yeah.
No, I do understand that.
You understand.
I know plenty of guys that do. Like I said, he made a good choice.
That was a damn good choice.
He made a good choice.
What I told her, I said, you know, I'd rather go through life being your friend and never having sex than to go through that.
Indeed.
You know what I'm saying? I have respect for women. Nah.
Because, well, James, me, you know, outside of looking in, that whole situation just sounds kind of shaky to me because it seems as though even if she got you, I mean, she probably wouldn't have left you alone. I'm not saying that
right.
you are all that, baby,
yeah.
but, you know, she probably say, oh, yeah, I want to do you one time and leave you alone. Nah, that's not going to happen.
Yeah, I don't believe that either.
That's not even a reality. She was going to come after you, baby, full force, no doubt.
Mm-hmm.
That's
what you do to do. If you do the do right, that's what you do to do right.
Yeah, she was coming after you.
That's the nutty factor again coming up. You go back to
me.
We know how you do, man.
My God. Oh, Lord Jesus.
You know, I miss what Jay said, but I, for some reason, don't think it was valuable.
Cool. Come on.
Oh. Cut low. Duck. Yeah, but, you know, Chad said she was, you know, very surprised I turned down the offer, but, you know, it's just, I wasn't feeling it, and I got too much respect for women to, you know, go out like that, and she was like, well, you know, let's treat me like a one-night stand. I said, well, I don't go around try to having one-night stands. I don't be in the habit of that, and you know, and first of all, I can't have a one-night stand with you because we have a history together.
Thank you. That's impossible.
Yeah, no, but, you know, what impressed me was that here was a man that actually used the head that was on his shoulders and not the one below his waist.
We always do it. You just don't know.
No, you don't always do, but a lot of men do, and especially when they have a relationship with that person, and they have a relationship with that female or if they just know she's psycho and it's a good choice to, you know, move past that. But if you already have a friendship with her, I think there are more guys that I know of personally who have turned women down because they know them.
Mm-hmm.
They already know them on more than a sexual level.
Because they know them to be...
on more than a sexual level. They know them in so many different ways, and especially once you've known them for a long term. For a long time, I've known plenty of guys who have.
Well, I don't know, but anyway, James.
But a strange chick, a strange chick. Oh goodness!
Well,
they'll get her.
What
I said, but a strange chick, they'll get with her.
No, not quite.
Not even.
No.
So what do you say, Renee? Okay. They won't get with the decent ones, they'll get with the wacky ones?
I'm not saying that.
Well,
it's just I've known.
I'm just trying to, you know, get it right.
I've known men who have turned Women don't. I've known plenty of them. But that same man or those same guys can meet some chick and realize they want nothing with her, but will have sex with her because it's just sex.
Right.
Yeah.
So you don't know women that have had sex with men and it was just
sex? Yes.
Oh, okay. I just wanted to make sure. Shit. You made it sound like it was just us.
No, that was the topic, Blue.
Oh,
he was saying that you were surprised that guys, that he would turn it down.
No, I'm not. I just had to make that public service announcement.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, you know, Blue, we always rely on you to make those public service announcements. I mean, I don't know what we would do without them, you know.
Where would we be?
We'd be so lost.
I'm telling you, we would. So basically, you know, this is the kind of last 9 minutes of the show, so we're going to try to kind of wrap it up. So let's see. Guys, I'm going to go through each of the fellas, and I'm going to say, what advice, if any, would you give to the women that are out there listening today about, you know, he's just not that into you? What advice would you give them as to what to watch out for, when to walk, when to stay? Boom, boom, boom. And I'm going to start with James.
I'm going to say pay attention to the road and look at the signs, because everybody has signs, and you got to know yourself in order to be with somebody else.
So give it time to develop and don't go rushing into anything.
Yeah, don't just, you know, be careful. You know what I'm saying? Don't watch me, watch the road. You know what I mean? I don't want you to get to know me. I want you to understand me is a big difference.
Mm-hmm. Wow. All right.
I preach that all the time.
Okay. Chris, what advice do you have for the ladies out there?
Remember that most people only do what you allow them to do. I mean, that's basically it. If you allow a dude to treat you like shit, he's going to treat you like shit. So, you know, you gotta demand that respect. You got to let him know, you know, that you matter and stuff like that. I mean, you got to let him know you matter. You got to let him know that he's not going to just run through here, you know, just for his own pleasures and benefits. You know what I'm saying? And that it's two people involved in it. And you gotta stand strong and let them know that, you know. I mean, however you need to do that.
Basically, ladies, according to Chris, command respect. And I gotta high five you on that one. Blue, what do you think?
I just think everybody, not even just women, should realize that as much as you know and all that you've learned and through the course of your time, just realize that you really don't know shit. So, since you don't know shit, don't go trying to think about shit that ain't there. Let everything happen the way it's supposed to happen. Don't be stupid. Don't be a fool. But you got to figure out your limit of where you stop it and where you let it go. Because if you go through trying to guide it, you're not going to make it, because you're trying to guide things you can't guide. It's like trying to guide the weather. So if you get in a relationship or you feel a certain way about somebody, go about that feeling.
So basically it sounds like, Blue, what you're saying is follow your feelings and stop trying to analyze everything along the way and just let it go where it go.
Yeah.
All right. And now I'll turn it to Jay. Jay, what words of wisdom do you have for the women out there?
You got to know yourself. I mean, if you're going out there in the dating scene and people are, you know, you're interacting with a bunch of guys and you really want to try to find that one, then if you know what you want for yourself, you'll attract that type of person. If you have some sort of ambiguity of whether or not you want to just be dating, whether or not you want to be serious, and then you start making assumptions of if he's bringing something more to the table or not, then you're going to get confused. You got to know what you want. And you got to project that to the person who's sitting across from you. and then he will respond to you. And you don't have to get too much into this guessing game about where the relationship is going, because he will follow that lead. And that's the best advice I can give.
So know yourself. Those are the words of wisdom from Jay. Now, ladies, I'm going to ask you. This is your minute to talk to the guys out there and tell them what it is you don't want them to do and what it is you want them to do in the furtherance of this whole dating game. And I'll start with you, Natalie.
Well, first and foremost, you can't think for me. So don't go assuming that you know what's going on in my head. Just ask me what's up and I'll tell you. Don't lie to me, because I know before you open your mouth what the real deal is, so come at me straight. What else? Basically, love me or leave me alone. I mean, just simple and plain. I'm not a hard person to get along with, and I can love unconditionally. I'm not looking for somebody that's just totally perfect, because I'm not. But on the same token, I mean, you know, just don't come at me with total stupidity and act like I'm stupid, because it's going to piss me off. It really is. It really is going to piss me off, especially when somebody's coming at me with some game or whatever. I already recognize the signs, and two, just like the fellas were saying, I know myself, I know what I want, and it's not all about materialistic stuff, because I can get that myself. I don't need a man to get that for me. I just point blank want somebody just to love me and respect me and appreciate me for the queen that I am. That's it.
Damn, well, that was so well said, Natalie, and that's what it is. It's about love and respect, and that's, I think, the word from you. And now we're going to turn it to Renee with 3 minutes left. Tell us, Renee, what do you want to say to all those men out there?
I think men need to stop playing games, and I think that's pretty much the premise. I understand it may not be the guys on the panel, but I think that's the whole premise of he's just not into you, guys not being straightforward with what they are wanting out of this relationship in most cases. So I think guys just need to be honest with themselves as well as the person who they're dealing with. And for me, I want the same basic things as Natalie. I just need honesty is number one for me. So if I can get that, then pretty much I'm very easy to get along with. I don't have a whole bunch of levels to unravel. So just take me as I am. If you want me, you want me. If you don't, I'm cool with that.
There you go. And that's what Renee had to say. And what I'm going to say is, listen, love hard, but don't lose your self-respect. And you know what, people? It's all about honesty. I mean, it's high time we start to say what we mean what we say. And you know what? On that really happy note, this show today is over. But listen, we've got a really good show coming up next week, and I know you're all going to want to tune in for that one. The topic next week is going to be the younger man and the older woman. Supposedly a really, really hot topic these days, and a new phenomena. It was always known that, you know, older men dated younger women, but now we've had kind of a switch in that. And so we're going to see, what does our panel think? Is it acceptable? At what point does it become unacceptable? What is too great an age difference? Hey, you know, what is it that, you know, drives people together? What is the magnetism? And what is age? Is age really just a number, or is it a mindset? You know what? We're going to delve into all of that next week. We're even going to have some research on hand, see what some of the experts out there are saying about this whole topic. Anyway, listen, thank you, everybody. Thank you to my panelists. Thank you so much, you guys. You're great as always. I got mad love for every one of you. And, hey, for the guests, thank you so much for listening and tuning in. Be sure to catch us again next Sunday. I believe the show next Sunday is going to be at 1 o'clock. Anyway, take care, everybody. Until then, peace out.
Right, everybody get quiet.
Oh, my God.
Y'all waiting for the music, huh?
Yeah, the music made you go ahead and talk.
Oh, my God. Just 1 week, I would like to play this segment without people talking over it. Shut up. Damn. Lady Taz has spoken.
I'm here.
Okay, now you guys can say what you want to say. God damn it. You know, I'm still trying after, what, 2.5 months to get one time that I can play that segment without somebody, like, talking.
I was just...
Disconnect
us. I was the only dumbass still on the phone.
What?
I was wondering if I was the only dumbass still on the phone because I got some phone.
No, actually, we're still all on the line. The last one of us.
Oh. So it's a whole lot of dumbasses other than just me.
So now
I don't agree.
Of course you don't,
would.
Renee. I mean, Renee, the day that you agree with someone, I think we're all going to have, like, heart failure.
Oh,
okay?
Stop it. I always agree.
You never agree.
She always agree with me sometimes.
See?
Always, sometimes. Once a blue moon. Agree
it's not once in a blue moon. I agree.
Here and there, sometimes.
Yeah, let me
blue, now we've been on the same wavelength before.
Yeah, I know. I'm just messing with you.
I'm just glad you were here. I mean, you know,
me
we missed you last week, man. You know, the vibe is not right when one of you guys is missing. Just like today, Sean. I mean, you know, come on.
Yeah, he's usually the first one to start talking during the music. Listen out the music.
Exactly.
Well, Blue, I don't want to put you on the spot. I have to tell you, I was really very, very worried about you. I said, you know, even if you, you know, would have, you know, slept in, because I spoke to you the night before the show last week, and, you know, you're the type that even if you screwed up, let's say slept in or got the time wrong, you would phone me and you'd say, hey, girl, you know, I apologize, blah, blah, blah. So when I wasn't able to get a hold of you all this week, I'm like, oh, my God, like I just was really concerned. So, I mean, do you want to say what's what or?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's cool. It just so happened a situation happened at work and the people involved were people I knew outside of work.
Mm-hmm.
So they were sort of, okay, all right, here we go. They were wondering if I had given any information and so forth, so on, because I was involved on both sides of this situation, but it came into my job, but it just so happens I knew all the people involved.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it's my usual place. I usually get hemmed up because of people I know. Like, you can... responsible for who you know.
Well, you know,
yeah.
It's interesting because actually I had this conversation just a few days ago with respect to someone else that I know who, you know, was a lawyer at one stage and ended up being brought down basically because of the people they knew, you know, family, et cetera, et cetera. You know, sometimes, yeah, I guess that's what happens, right?
Yep.
Renee, I wanted to ask you, where are we on the whole hotel situation for Richmond?
I haven't decided. I guess everybody could decide. I have some information.
Have you checked out any prices or anything like that? Or?
Yeah, I don't have that stuff with me. I'm at work, but I have.
No, but maybe like at some point you'll post it on the site or whatever.
That's cool. I wasn't sure where or how far from Natalie those places would be.
Oh, well, maybe the two of you could, talk separately and maybe work.
I mean, I've never.
If you don't mind, because, Renee, I've kind of delegated this to you. I mean, I've just got my plate full right now, and I just can't take on, a single extra thing. So,
this week has been hard for me, but I did have it, and I definitely probably by next week so we can get it settled.
Okay, cool. Anybody else got anything else they want to say?
Well, there's going to be a couple of shows I'm going to be missing during some Sundays.
Okay. All right.
I work for the got like a little part-time job with the Texans.
Okay.
So during home games, I'll be at work at 5 in the morning.
Okay. Okay, that's understood. If you could just text me, email me something, and let me know when, on a particular date that you wouldn't be able to come. I hope
Texas
you guys
home
are
game.
Oh, well, yeah, but I'm not there, so I don't know. So hello.
You got NFL Sunday ticket.
Broken fingers, or what is your problem?
You got NFL Sunday ticket. Just check.
Just say I won't be on tomorrow. That's it. God,
I have
damn.
No problem with that, Charlie. You know that, damn.
All right. Well, I'm just, making sure that, we understand each other. Like Natalie said, she said, the bullshit you all put me through every week when I don't know, 2 minutes to show time and I got nobody on air, right? I mean, she says, you're going to go prematurely great. And I'm looking in the mirror as we speak, and I think I'm seeing some.
Oh, stop lying. And if you see the gray, it's natural. I have some of those, too.
I do,
too. That's not great. That's not great.
Oh.
That's blonde.
There we go. Thank you, James. Thank you. I got to change that. Anyway,
Renee.
Yeah.
Renee, find out an expensive restaurant in Virginia, too, okay?
Expensive?
Because Taz has to take me out to dinner when I get there. Because she forgot to call me on my birthday, so she said she's going to take me out to eat, and I want an expensive restaurant.
Hey, wait a minute. We did not finalize the details of all of that. Okay?
Hey, We just did.
Going
to find an expensive restaurant is finalized.
Oh man, you're a crazy act, man.
You should have called. You're the one. Hey.
Yes, I know I should have called you, and I apologize for the fact that I did not call you. Okay.
Right, and so you're going to make it up with an excuse.
I said that I would take you to dinner. I didn't say that it would be just you and me. It could be everybody. In fact,
hey, I don't care who there, as long as I don't have to pay for nothing. And it's excessive.
When was your birthday?
Tuesday.
Happy belated birthday.
Thank you.
Well, yes, and apparently it was Renee's birthday at the beginning of the month, and I, as everybody else on the site, neglected to wish her a happy birthday. So we've got a whole lot of making up to do. Sean, Blue, and who else have birthdays?
Happy birthday to you.
Us Libras are going to be in the house, okay?
That's it.
Yeah.
So what I suggest, here's what I think we should do. I think that when we get together in Richmond, we should just celebrate each and every person's birthday, past, current, and upcoming. And that's it. And we'll just get it all out of, just get it all out
and
of
I
the
think
way.
The host should pay. I think the host should pay.
And you know what I think? I think you have lost your motherfucking mind. That's what I think, right? That's what I can say about that subject. God damn.
Hey, if I was the host, I'd be like, all right, I'll pay. Meet me at McDonald's. Dollar menu, baby.
Dollar menu.
You can get a big soda. Go ahead. Go ahead and get a big soda.
Excuse me. Let me ask you this. Well, what about the fact that, you know, my birthday is also going to come up at some point. So who's going to pay for me?
Well, see, as long as I call and say happy birthday, then I don't owe you.
See,
if you're missing, if you're missing the birthday where you got to pay now, you see what I'm saying? Now you got to pay. You know, you missed it.
Well, the way I
with
look
every
at it,
consequences, repercussions,
about,
baby, consequences, repercussions.
Listen, listen. And the way I look at it is, every one of our panelists missed your birthday, so they all got to pay. So that means we're all going to.
Well,
be
they got excuses. They didn't know.
In order for me to get you something for your birthday, you got to let me know when your birthday is.
Exactly. They didn't know. Taz knew. Me and her had that discussion. I wasn't important enough to be put in her
like
BlackBerry.
Hey, anybody got a birthday after the day, happy birthday.
I don't hear Jay. Is he still on the line?
I'm right here. I don't know why
Jay, when is your birthday?
December.
Oh, okay. Taz, is yours December 2 or January?
No, mine's December 2. In fact, Jay and I are one day apart.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Well, what days are your birthdays?
28th and 29th.
The 29th?
29th is Taz and 28th is mine.
Oh, okay.
My daughter's is the 26th.
We
my
can't hear you, Jay. You're kind of in the background or something. Are you on the speakerphone?
Oh, I was.
I was.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay.
I guess you didn't hear half the stuff I was saying to you then. Okay.
Nope. Didn't hear a damn thing you said. I just, you know, knowing you as I do, that's probably for the best in any event.
Shucks.
That's cold.
All right.
Well, but you know, what would you expect other than that from Lady Taz? Now, come on now. Let's be real, you
not
know?
Much,
that's true.
Not much.
Cold-blooded.
You kind of open yourself up for that, Lady Taz.
Hey, you know what? I keep saying, week after week, I keep saying, bring it on, bring it on. But, you know, what can I say, you know?
You don't want that. You don't want no part of that. You don't want that to happen. You don't want that in your life.
You're right. I like to just listen to you all talk about what you think is what. So what do you think of this topic I picked for next week?
Cougars.
What?
Cougars.
That's what it is.
You know what? I'm not going to call the show that because I don't like that term, quite frankly,
know.
To be honest.
Why don't you like that term?
You know, Jay, that was not the time to fucking respond, right?
Oh.
So go back to the speakerphone, would you please?
Jay, what do you know?
Jay don't know shit, is what I want to tell you, right? He needs to get back to work. That's what he needs to do. Damn it.
Damn.
I didn't think that was such a bad term.
No, I just feel that it's a derogatory term, or at least it's taken on that sort of, you know.
They don't really want to be called that. The Cougars want it. That's what they named themselves.
They named themselves that. We on the prowl. We hunting young folk.
Okay, you know what? Just because an older woman may end up with a younger man does not mean that she was out looking for him or hunting him down.
Listen, Taz. I'm going to explain something to you. A cougar is a woman that goes out and says, I want that young man. Come here. I'm going to pay you for that little thing you got between your legs. Now, look here.
Right.
This is what you're going to do. I'm going to take care of you. I'm going to put you up. You ain't finna be hanging around this person, that person. That's what a cougar does. the woman, she specifically goes out and gets a younger man.
Okay, and that's why I'm not using that term, because that's not what the show is about. There are legitimate relationships between older women and younger men. Demi Moore is an example. There's a 20-some-odd-year difference between her and her husband.
There's that teacher that slept with the 15-year-old boy and eventually married him.
Oh, my God. Okay. Jay, do you not have some work to do? Because if you don't, I can certainly instruct you.
Yeah, listen, I'm just adding to your information. Right? I'm adding to your information.
Okay, those are called pedophiles that go after young kids, okay?
Yeah, well, they said it's a relationship.
That's not what we're discussing.
Okay.
We're discussing grown-ass men and women.
No, we're talking about grown-ass women going after young-ass men. That's all we're talking about, but go on.
Okay, first of all, we're not talking about them going after them, okay? They don't have to go after them. What if the younger man is pursuing the older woman? Or is that just completely unfeasible in your mind?
No. It's quite possible for that to happen. I have a couple of stories on that. I'll be sure to share them with you.
But, hey, it don't hold the same meaning that it used to. Like, when I was 20, to date a 40-year-old woman was a good thing.
Indeed.
If I date a 50-year-old woman now, that ain't all that to talk about, you know? Don't hold the same thing.
Older, I mean, yeah.
I mean, I'm 40, so I meet a woman with a 20-year-old difference. Yeah, that ain't no good thing, though, you know.
In any event. Well, you know, whatever. You know what? I'm not going to get into this with you all.
We can save it for next week.
We're going to save it for next week. And then you will all be able to say what you think on this subject. And granted, you know, there are people on both sides of the aisle. Some people that think it's absolutely despicable, and some people that think it's all right and it's cool and whatever. So we'll see where it all
You know what, that's just like women who think stripping is a bad thing. You know, most of the ones who think stripping bad is the ones who couldn't go strip, you know what I'm saying, wouldn't nobody give them a 50-cent piece, okay? They think stripping is the worst thing in the world because they ass can't get on the pole. The ones who think older women dating younger men is the ones who can't get a younger man.
There you go.
Whoa.
What?
No.
People who hate
it. Oh, okay.
Yeah. The ones who hate it are the ones who can't get it.
All right. Shoot.
And I'm going to tell you now, you got to think before you talk, because you know Renee going to be on you with that ruler, boy, that 12-inch ruler.
No, I know. Shoot, I'm ready.
You better think before you talk.
Oh, goodness.
Because she got a 12-inch ruler, and she ain't afraid to use it.
Damn.
Actually, it's like 18.
Damn.
Yeah. You got a paddle.
maybe the size of your ruler is a foot. Mine is 18.
Whoa.
That ain't no ruler. That's a paddle. You got a paddle.
It's plastic. It's not a paddle.
I actually was on. I was actually in the States visiting some friends at one point, and I went into this souvenir shop, and they had a paddle, and it said attitude adjuster. And, you know, I just have to get it, right? Unfortunately, I no longer possess it because it broke into a few pieces.
Wow.
Goodness. I guess you were trying to adjust attitudes.
Well, I mean, you know, I looked at it and I said attitude adjuster. So it just seemed like appropriate that you would use it when, you know, attitude needed adjusting. And
oh, hell no. I would have broke that bit, too. Because I know you didn't break it on someone. They broke it, right?
She broke it on somebody.
She broke it, yeah, I was just going to say that.
No, they broke it because she hit them one too many times.
Oh, well, you know, Lady Taz is not going to reveal what the answer to that question is.
Lady Taz don't have to. We know Lady Taz.
Indeed.
Well, you know what I do with that. I create my own version of truth.
Wow.
You know, Renee, I'm not even going to go there, right? Because I could have asked, well, so what's your version of the truth? But you know what? I'm not even going to go there.
No. I already told you what I think. Like I said, you don't have to comment, but I've created my own.
Nightmare Elm Street.
Oh my goodness.
Listen, let it be known. I am a completely calm, non-violent individual.
Oh, that's some garbage, yo. I've been beat.
I guess you got real estate you want to sell too, huh?
Florida's Everglades.
So beachfront property in Alaska.
Yeah.
Hey, you got beachfront property in Iraq. I got this nice beachfront property.
Oh my goodness.
It's over there. Next thing you know, your ass in Iraq trying to clear landmines and shit.
I struggle with this because I just don't understand how people, you know, have me so wrong. I mean,
I don't know either. Hey, Lady Taz, did I tell you I got this bruise on my chest from you punching me the last time? I didn't even know. I was like, why is my chest hurting? Oh, shoot. That's because of that punch.
No, Lady Taz got a one-handed quitter.
Hey, oh, my goodness.
I'm gonna make sure I bring my helmet and my protective gear because I already know Renee got an 18-inch ruler. Natalie got, I don't know what she got planned, but she just said she gonna get me when she see me.
I'm not violent.
He didn't forget.
No, I ain't forgot. I ain't forgot. Don't forget threats.
No, see what happened was I was very. You see, Jay doesn't explain the circumstances. I was very flustered and, you know, losing my mind, and I was flailing about, and he just happened to be too close by, flailing instant,
A direct punch to the sternum, yo. Punch to the sternum. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Hey, you seen the red light, huh?
Lord have mercy.
There was a red light on your sternum, huh?
Yeah. Accidentally caught with the flailing, yo. Accidentally. All right.
Oh, I get this.
So I'm going to go catch some work, people. I'm going to go and holler at you guys next week. All right? It was
okay.
All right?
I'm going to do the same, guys. I've got some work I've got to get to, too. So, listen, thank you, everybody. You guys were a blast. Get ready for next week's show, eh? And hopefully I'll get a chance to talk to you guys during the week.
Cool.
Love y'all.
All right.
Love you, too.
Love, peace, and hair grease.
Bye. Bye, everybody.
Peace out.